This is AnimeCons TV. We're your source for reports and discussions from anime and other fan conventions. I'm Patrick Delahanty. Each month we spend an episode responding to your comments and questions. And so we'll kick it off this month. We'll start with YouTube. In response to Elizabeth's Anime Boston report, Gasper Heller says, "Great job as always, Elizabeth." Yeah, we all had fun at Anime Boston, and I think that showed through her report. And I'm looking forward to next year. In response to Rue's report from Bangor Comic and Toy Con, Ryan York posted, "Very thorough and informative. A bit unprofessional, touching the cosplayers' costume ears on camera. Maybe a bit too far. I happen to know that they are friends, but not everyone does." Yeah, it's a good point to make. You generally don't go up and caress somebody else or part of their costume. But Ruben is friends with these people, and so just don't do it to strangers. But you know, they're friends, so they know their boundaries. So we got an email from Jake, who writes, "Greetings. I recently attended a convention where one of the well-seasoned voice actor guests had made an off-the-cuff remark that they honestly made more money some years attending conventions than voice acting. I realize that most voice actors don't make a whole lot a year, but it does make me curious how much they get compensated to attend conventions. At a bare minimum, they're getting a free plane ticket, a nice hotel room, and a food stipend for the weekend. How much do guests get paid outright to attend a convention? Thank you for your time, Jake." Now, this is a touchy subject because different guests get paid different amounts. So it depends on the actor, and it depends on the convention. Different conventions can afford to pay different guests different amounts. One way a lot of conventions, particularly sci-fi conventions, will do it is they offer a guarantee, which is they say, okay, we'll guarantee that you will make X amount of dollars this weekend. And the actors will charge for their autographs, and that gets subtracted from the guarantee. So if you've got somebody like William Shatner or Patrick Stewart, they're going to have a huge, high guarantee. It's not uncommon for some of these big-name actors in sci-fi shows to get tens of thousands of dollars, maybe even six figures, depending on the person in the convention. And it kind of shows when you see their autograph going for $80 or $100. Now, some of the lesser-known actors, they're not asking for as much, so their guarantee may be lower, but they may also charge less for their autograph. As for the voice actors, some of them will do this sort of thing, but for the most part, voice actors won't charge for autographs at anime conventions. So that means that the convention has to pay their appearance fee outright, and nothing comes out of that due to autograph sales. Excuse me. I don't want to name names, but there's some voice actors who will ask thousands of dollars for an appearance. Depends, again, on the convention. They may ask less from a smaller convention than they do from a larger one. And it depends on the voice actor. Somebody who's just starting out probably isn't going to ask for what some of the more established voice actors will ask for. As for your comment about the free plane ticket, nice hotel room, and food stipend, well, keep in mind that it's usually coach tickets, so they're crammed in. Maybe they even have a middle seat if the convention waited until the last minute. A nice hotel room, it's the same hotel room you've got. I mean, they may have a king bed instead of two doubles. It may not be full of costumes, but they're probably not getting the suite. And food stipend, yeah. So they've got panels scheduled back to back. When are they going to get to go have a nice meal? They're eating at the hotel bar. So it's not like that's where they're getting their money. And, you know, all the plane tickets in the world, that's not going to pay your rent. So they need, if they're making convention appearances and they have to fly out Thursday, that means they can't work Friday. So they've got to make some money to make up for that. So anyway, we got another email from James the Dark Kiba. He says, "Dear AnimeCons TV, first off, please give a special thanks to Elizabeth for mentioning in her con report about next year's theme for Anime Boston is retro. Second, thank her also for her con report. I liked the video showing the opening ceremonies and all of the guests for AB. I wish I was there just to get one of those posters that Elizabeth showed. I think AB is so cool for doing it, theme, to keep their con fresh and amazing each year. Also, I liked Movie Phone Guy's con report on Bangor Comic Con and Toy Con. He did well for his first ever video con report, and I hope to see him more often. Bangor's con is on my radar. If they improve themselves, as Movie Phone Guy suggested. Well, before ending, thank you again for all your videos and entire month of con reports, and I look forward to seeing more of them. Till next time, this is your 100% loyal friend, James, friend and otaku, James the Dark Kiba. P.S. How did Elizabeth find out about AB's theme for next year? Well, she found out about AB's theme for next year because she was at closing ceremonies when the theme for next year was announced. It was no secret. There's actually a lot of conventions that have a theme that I'm at Kraken Con right now, and their theme was kind of a luau, Hawaiian theme. And so it was pretty cool. They actually had some Hawaiian dancers doing a luau sort of thing before the masquerade. And Movie Phone Guy's Bangor Comic and Toy Con report, yeah, I thought it was hilarious, and he's going to do more reports for us. He said he's going to do another one from a convention, I think, this fall, so I'm looking forward to that. It was hilarious. So anyway, let's take a look at the anime conventions coming up through June 2016, as found on animecons.com. Coming up on AnimeCons TV, next week I report from KrakenCon. That's where I am right now. It's awesome. Shannon Morse helps me out with that report. You may know Shannon from final episode of Chibi Project and Hack 5, Tech Thing, bunch of other podcasts. So, yeah, check that out next week, KrakenCon. Then we're going to bring you another Cosplay Help episode. But the week of May 16th, there won't be an episode. We're going to take that week off because I'm taking that week off. I'm going to be on a boat at sea with no internet. So,
yeah, so I just made sure I did that.
No episode posted that week. But we'll be back on May 23rd when Doug reports from the new Anime Fan Fest in New Jersey. And if you're going to be there at Anime Fan Fest, be sure to say hello to him and go to his panels. Definitely check it out. And in other news, Elizabeth has started a Twitch creative channel. She streams her cosplay creative process. You can watch her every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern, plus other times when she's working on something. You can find her at twitch.tv/Ellie_star. You can find the URL down here if you're watching the video. And subscribe so you'll know when she's live. Also, Svet, you may know her from our Artist Alley episodes. She's been nominated for an Eisner Award. It's like the Oscars for comics. So Awkward is up for the award. And definitely check out this book if you haven't already. Award nominated, possibly award winning. They're going to announce those at San Diego Comic-Con. So fingers crossed. Vote for her if you can, if you're an Eisner voter. Also, the Chibi Project just had its final episode. We posted that on Saturday. We recorded that at Anime Boston 2016, and this is part one. We're posting in two parts. Part one explains why the Chibi Project is ending, and it has the final experiment. And some of you may have discovered AnimeCons TV because of the Chibi Project. It's a podcast I did before AnimeCons TV, so we explain why it's ending, and tears were shed. But it's a very emotional episode. But yeah, check it out at chibiproject.com if you want to see that. But if you want to contact us at AnimeCons TV, leave us a voicemail at 762-ADEQUATE. That's 762-233-7828. You can also text us at that number. Let us know if you were at KrakenCon or any other convention. And you can email us at podcast@animecons.tv. And subscribe. Tell your friends to subscribe to us, and you can subscribe at itunes.animecast.tv. That'll direct you to iTunes, where you can subscribe there. You can find us on any podcast software, podcatcher. We're on YouTube at youtube.com/c/animecons.tv, or you can watch on our site at animecons.tv. We're also on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And so thanks for watching, and we'll see you next week with my report from here at KrakenCon 2016. See you then. And so the... High quality production.